Welcome to Nikki's Niches, where we play the songs from Nikki Hart Kelly's monthly Bandcamp selections and hope to support the artists that are highlighted. Please look at show notes and go to bandcamp.com to purchase music of the artists on today's show. Airs monthly on this program and reflects Bandcamp releases that she's purchased over the past month. The reviews are posted on the individual pages of the artist as reflections of those purchases.
Longtime friend, music aficionado, and loyal listener of this show, Mark Wade, alerted me to this act. Agitation Free, Momentum. It's been 24 years since this band's last studio album, although they did reunite for live shows and a live album in 2007. Pioneers of German experimental music, they first formed in 1967. Here they continue their traditional blend of progressive, jazz, and trance, and toss in a generous amount of ethnic music for good measure. The four original members play electric and acoustic guitars, banjo, keyboards and synthesizers, drums and other percussion and bass, plus guests appearing on Santur and lead guitar. Being a fool for the Santur, my favorite track is Levant.
Thank you.
Melanie Mao and Martin Schnella, The Rainbow Tree. Melanie and Martin return with a release of cover songs, plus a rendition of a traditional Irish tune. The covers range from rock to metal to progressive and intersections of those genres. The songs are acoustic arrangements, but don't let that lead you to believe that they are sweet and mellow because of it. They're intricate and engaging with plenty of edge and forcefulness where it suits. Here, the duo remain true to their distinctive sound and expert intertwining of their voices, along with other guest vocals. Instrumentation is all kinds of guitars and basses, Illin pipes, various whistles, cello, bouzouki, flute, and percussive elements, including bawra. My favorite track is the elegant treatment that they give to Shul Arun. Travis and Gary Judd, Air. Theo Travis has worked with many stellar, progressive, and jazz musicians, and here he teams up with Gary Judd. They cryptically list Theo on wind instruments and Gary on all other instruments. These are library music compositions, and thus they are all short pieces intended for placement on TV, film, and video. They draw on Celtic, Middle Eastern, Native American, and jazz for inspiration. Favorite track, Prairie Elders. Thank you. makes her ode to Mark Burnell, the gatekeeper at the psych ward here on progrock.com on Tuesdays from 4:20 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for making me go down the rabbit hole to find Meg Baird. Furling. Multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter Meg Baird brings her many talents to this solo recording. Known for her previous work with Espers and more recently here in Oblivion, she continues in that tradition with her atmospheric and ethereal vocals. The music is dreamlike and lysergic, with breathy vocals and hushed piano accompanying her understated guitar prowess. She's joined by Mary Lattimore on harp, and she utilizes vibes as well, adding to the overall shimmering wateriness of the tracks. Favorite track, Unnamed Drives. Simons has introduced me to the next two artists. Chuck has several shows on progrock.com besides this one, including Game of Prague on Tuesdays from 3:30 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Mondo Drag, Through the Hourglass. Originally from Iowa, but now based across the bay from the Haight in Oakland, comes psychedelic space rockers Mondo Drag. Not a new band, they're returning from an eight-year hiatus. The music here is very retro psych, albeit more refined than the original species, and quite enjoyably so. The music is heavily laden, dense, and acidic, tastefully done with dark and contemplative lyrics. No unnecessary pyrotechnics here, which is not to say that they aren't complex and adept musically. Can you have sophisticated psych? Yes, you can. Favorite track, Death in Spring.
Thank you.
The Id, disaster movie. Survivor's guilt with a supremely ironic twist is the inspiration for this release. It's a truly international collaboration as the band members are from Canada, Norway, Japan, and the UK. The story is of a sailor who causes an incident on board that leads to the loss of the entire crew except for him. He's shipwrecked for some time, plenty of time to take a deep dive into his psyche as he sinks into depths of despair but ultimately comes to terms with his fate. He's finally rescued and returns home, vowing to keep the memories alive of those who perished. Favorite track, Tailspin.
I've had enough, I've had advice. I wanted to be
Another recommendation from Mark Burnell, K. Burwash, Amaranth Coral Fountain. An improvised field recording performed in a greenhouse, hence the floral track titles, in Edmonton, Canada, these tracks are redolent with ambience. K. Burwash employs a modular synth, and Nadir Bellamer adds viola, to which looping is applied. The result is rich and transcendent, with the general feeling of a hybrid of early and Himalayan music throughout. Favorite track, Cosmos Cupcake.
Thank you.
Another recommendation from Chuck Simons, Andrea Orlando, La Scienza della Stagione, The Science of the Seasons in English. Drummer Andrea Orlando is no stranger to the Italian progressive rock scene. This release proves Orlando's skill as a composer with stellar passages utilizing drums, of course, electric and acoustic guitar, and keyboards of all kinds. Here we are introduced to the mellifluous vocals of Maggie Moschino, sparingly but to great effect. The vocals are much less strident than is typical of Italian rock, and it's a pleasure whenever her voice appears. Favorite track? Stagione Lontana, Far Season in English.
Thank you.
Warrington Runcorn New Town Development Plan, Building a New Town. Here we have a bit of instrumental folktronica, the brainchild of Gordon Chapman Fox. Various keyboards mix with crisp acoustic guitar, creating a semblance of wistful nostalgia. The music is delicate and languid, sometimes bordering on supernatural. My only complaint is that it's an EP. I could stand a lot more of this in one sitting. Favorite track, The Cornerstone. Harp, Albion. Former Midlake singer Tim Smith has released this gorgeous debut. Like Midlake, the music is haunting and layered, but here even more so. There is an underwater and dreamlike feel to all of the pieces, as if Smith is perpetually drowning in the depths of his interior reflections. The prominent use of 12-string increases this effect, along with the hushed, achingly beautiful vocals. It would seem as if he lived and was reincarnated during the journey of this recording, judging by the lyrics of the first song to the last. A strong contender for my favorite release of this year. Every track is the best one, so I'm breaking the rules and giving you two in the show today. First, the sublime Daughters of Albion, inspired by the William Blake poem Visions of the Daughters of Albion, set to music, followed by Seven Long Suns.
Thank you.
bumper music taken from Tom Kelly's A Quail's House, which may also be purchased on Bandcamp.